Proclamation number 4139 of 11th of October, 1947. Opposing the will of God. Personal. Anyone who opposes my will find no peace in this life once he has realized that Roman 1, as Lord and Creator, rule the entire world and that I also incline towards the tiniest being if it needs my care. And this realization will occur to every person who once received my word through the mouth of a servant on earth and let it speak to his heart. Anyone who has remained untouched by my word will not incur guilt if he does not fulfill my will, even though he is impelled to do so from within. Yet he lacks realization and thus he will not be held responsible either. But where the powers of realization have also been acquired for deeper knowledge, a violation of my will is a disregard or rebellion against me myself, which also has to be atoned for accordingly. And thus you have to expect that I will withdraw my gift of grace from you, that your view will be clouded and that you will lose spiritual wealth and a great emptiness will remain in your heart which will make you unhappy and weak towards earthly life until the desire for my love and grace overcomes you and you sincerely appeal for the granting of my word. And then my grace will shine for you again, providing you comply with my will and do what I have commanded you. For my will is unchangeable and I truly know best what is necessary for you to become faithful laborers for me and my kingdom. And so let yourselves be admonished and follow my will, and do not become negligent in your striving. Work diligently and try to make my gift of grace accessible to your fellow human beings. Receive yourselves what my love offers you and utilize it. Otherwise you will be weakened in wanting and carrying out what I demand of you through my word. Draw the strength from my word and you will be faithful and willing laborers for me and always fulfill my will. Amen.